Welcome to the Booze Buddy Update for Friday, September 16th of 2022. Today, three facts about lager beer, Johnny Walker's NFT, and wine bottles going flat that you probably didn't know, but you will by the end of this episode. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posandzero.com today. Well, lager beer might be the best thing to have happened to craft beer, according to a lot of course, craft beer drinkers who have found their tastes have changed over craft beering's past, 15-plus year boom. Not just the drinkers, but the brewers, some who originally said they'd never make a lager, really pivoted after they realized, one, they had the capacity, and two, their customers were really thirsty for it. A lot of craft brewers actually feared people who could get cheap lagers at their store from macro brewers wouldn't pay premium prices that their small-scale operations needed to charge. Well, it turns out, some definitely were. For many, it started with Pilsners, and we thankfully turned the corner. Darker lagers and even some adjuncts coming in here now that the classic recipes have all been dialed in. Where craft lager will go from here is anyone's guess, but if you'd like to learn more about the journey so far, you can head over to the link in the show notes to get more. Johnny Walker's NFT is soon to be out in the wild. Yet another NFT release as Johnny Walker has teamed up with Blockbar, Blue Label Ghost, and Rareport Dunda, the latest in a series of blended whiskeys drawn from ghost distilleries. 75 limited edition master sets will dropped on September 9th. No word yet on whether a more wide release is planned, but we're hopeful. The latest is the release in a series that explores the character of exceptional and rare whiskeys from one of the world's most famous grain whiskey distilleries, the Glasgow Ghost Distillery of Port Dundas, shipped scotch from the Glasgow to ports around the world for nearly 200 years. You can learn more about the digital NFT captured on the bottle, the distillery, and what's inside the bottle by heading over to the link that is in the show notes. And wine bottles going flat. Not what's in the bottle, though. Actually, the bottle itself. Glass wine bottles are heavy. They're fragile. They take up a lot of space, and in recent years, they've been hard to get. Well, for the past few years, plastics have been touted as the answer, and Australia seems to be the first wine region doubling down on doubling up, because literally twice as many bottles of the flat pack bottles will fit into a case as the glass wine bottles. They also weigh a lot less, about 80% less than glass bottles, which saves a heck of a lot on shipping costs. However, one big shortfall, if you like to sell your wine for some time, well, plastics might not be the best option. However, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some wineries that dare to use them, taking the same action as they are with wine boxes and aging the wine a bit longer before it goes in the bottle. Amazingly, the test sales of the plastic bottles has gone well, and I assume it's because you can bring those plastic bottles to places where glass simply is not allowed. To find out more, you can head over to the link that is in the show notes. Remember to stay safe, drive sober, support the booze that supports your local community, and always find the show notes and the links at boozebuddyupdate.com. I'll see you Monday.